Beijing's only pick for Hong Kong's next leader, John Lee, with a pledge to keep society stable and strengthen governance.
My policy platform has four components, and the first is to strengthen the government's administrative abilities.
Lee is expected to be elected on May 8th by a small circle election committee made up of Beijing loyalists. He will take over from current chief executive Carrie Lam on July 1st. The former security chief, who led the response to the 2019 pro-democracy protests, said he will push to legislate the Article 23 sedition law at an appropriate time. The controversial legislation was shelved in 2003 after a huge public backlash. Authorities have previously said Article 23 is still necessary to plug any holes left by the 2020 National Security Law. Lee is sanctioned by the US for his role in overseeing dozens of arrests under the security law. Lee also said education would be enhanced in order to raise a sense of national consciousness and identity in Hong Kong's young people.
Mr. Ao, what is national security?
The core value of the Hong Kong government, as articulated by John Lee, is law and order. And that means security is going to be the number one priority. That means more prosecutions of those people who were rounded up for 2019 or 2020 national security violations or public order violations.
Lee has been criticized for his lack of business credentials. He has formed a 150-strong team of business leaders, including Hong Kong's richest man, Lee Ka-shing.
John Lee is a policeman, so we have a policeman in this position. He's very different from the sorts of people that we had before, who came from the business community or the elite civil service.
Lee on Friday promised to increase Hong Kong's competitiveness. Many here fear COVID-19 policies are causing a brain drain and damaging its reputation as a global financial hub.
Lee takes on the job as Hong Kong remains isolated by strict pandemic border policies. He'll have to navigate between opening up the border with mainland China and answering the business community's call to open up to the rest of the world. Britt Clenett, Al Jazeera, Hong Kong.